I think everyone's heard of Burger King, and a lot of people have heard of Tim Hortons, especially if you're from up here in Canada. Burger King says it has struck a deal to buy Tim Hortons Incorporated, according to the Associated Press, for about $11 billion, a move that creates the world's third largest fast food company and could accelerate the international expansion of the Canadian coffee and donut chain. The corporate headquarters of the new company will be in Canada. The two brands will continue to be run as standalone chains, with Burger King still operating out of Miami. Some analysts have suggested that Canada's lower tax rate stands to benefit Burger King over time, but Burger King said that's not the main motivation for the deal. During a conference call with analysts and investors, Burger King executive chairman Alex Baring stated that the international growth possibilities are driving the deal. He said that the 3G Capital, the investment firm that owns the majority of the stake in Burger King, has turned the hamburger company into one of the fastest growing chains since buying it in 2010. He said that experience will be applied to Tim Hortons. So I think a smart move on Burger King's point. They'll still exist and Tim Hortons will still exist, but now Tim Hortons will probably be in more places than just Canada. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.